Hey, BillO'Reilly.com. Premium members, welcome to the No Spin News, Wednesday, March 25th, 2020. Fight for your freedom and for your health. And welcome to the thousands of new subscribers we've had since the middle of the month. About St. Patrick's Day, that starts a surge. And as I reported yesterday, hundreds of thousands of people now coming to BillO'Reilly.com because we give you honest information that you can use to protect yourself and your family in a variety of ways. And I think people are starting to recognize that. So we're going to lead with the bill that the Senate came up with, long process, and I'm going to give you the highlights. It is always good to have a pen and paper around when you listen to the No Spin News. I mean, you don't need to, it's not going to be a quiz, but you might want this information because it's important. So the first thing is that every adult earning $75,000 or less will receive a check from the government for $1,200. Every child, so that means if you have 10 kids, I mean, you can clean up here, $500 in addition to the $1,200 for the adults. Again, under 75,000 for individuals, $150,000 for couples. And that's the most important thing this bill allows. Has not passed the House. I expect it to. House reconvenes tomorrow at 11 a.m. Anything can happen with Nancy Pelosi. You know what I think about the speaker, but I do expect that she understands this bill has to go through. In addition to the individual payments, $350 billion in small loans for small businesses to help them. $350 billion loans, small businesses. You got to pay that money back, though. All right, $500 billion in aid to the airlines, other large corporations in crisis. Some of that is loan money, some of it's grant money. And that's the criticism of the Republican Party. They were a little vague on what the loans are, who gets the loans, who decides who gets them, that kind of thing. So it's not all the Democrats that hold us up. The fourth provision is that President Trump and the White House cannot have any say over who gets the money, and neither can members of Congress. So I assume the Treasury Department's going to do it, which is a ruse because Mnuchin, the Secretary of the Treasury, is going to do what Trump tells him. So there you go. That's Washington. That's a swamp. $150 billion for state and local stimulus funds. That means that the governors get the money, they do what they want. That's what stimulus funds means. $130 billion directly to hospitals. I think that's one of the best provisions. I'd give it more for me. And finally, expanding eligibility for unemployment benefits. Workers get an additional $600 a week for 4 months on top of what you get from the states. That's the bill, primarily. There are other things in it. Most of the pork the Democrats loaded up, the Green New Deal stuff, that's all gone. There is going to be money going to the post office, which is in desperate trouble for a variety of reasons. I said many, many years ago, they should privatize the U.S. post office. It should not be run by the government. Government can't run anything. Just keep that in mind next time socialized medicine comes up. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
All right, let's take a look at deaths from the pandemic. This is a fascinating, fascinating study. All right, so Italy leads the league in deaths, all right? Approaching 7,000, probably 7,000 by the time you're hearing me. They have a 10% fatality rate, 10%. So if you get the disease in Italy, you got a 10% chance of dying. Next is Spain, all right? So Spain, they're approaching 3,500 deaths, and you have a 7.5% chance of dying, you get it in Spain. China, discount China. They do not tell the truth. That stat is bogus. They're liars. It's on the chart because this is what the World Health Organization does, but everybody in the world knows China's a liar. Iran, we can't get numbers out of Iran. However, the numbers that they do put out are pretty frightening. About 2,100 people dead, 8% chance of dying there, but it's much, much higher in Iran than that. France numbers are accurate. Only 1,100 deaths. I say only because France, right next to Italy and Spain. Only 1,100, all right? Chances of dying, 5%. USA, we got about 900 deaths here. It says 819, but about 900, all right? Chances of dying, 1.35%. That is our healthcare system, Bernie Sanders. All right, both Italy and Spain have socialized medicine. Single payer, all right? Look at the difference. Look at the difference, all right? UK, about 450 deaths, 5.25% chance of dying. And we hope Prince Charles doesn't die. He's got it. Prince Charles, wow, huh? That virus not impressed with monarchy. And we hope he's okay. I've never met Prince Charles, but I don't have any problem with him. Anyway, the United States has the lowest death rate except for Germany. Germany has, and again, I don't believe the German stats. I don't believe them. Less than 1% chance of dying in Germany. But I thought you'd find that very, very interesting. I did. I this attack on the U.S. medical system. And you mark my words, when that vaccine comes, and it will, and when that medicine comes, and it will, it's coming out of the drug companies, Bernie Sanders. Not coming out of the government, coming out of drug companies, private companies. Quick break. Back with a final thought about insecurity, personal insecurity.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
All right, so here's the final thought of the day. I'm sure 90% of us do this. Oh, I just sneezed. Ooh, I got a little pain in my chest. Ooh, I got a little scratchy throat. Do I have COVID-19? Right? Am I right? It's up there. It's allergy season. You're going to have a little scratchy throat. You're going to have the sniffles. Maybe get a little headache. Now, you get a fever in combination with that. You got to check it out. No fever, you're okay. And I'm not a doctor, but I'm just going by every medical person I've talked to. Okay, so if you walk into a hospital, you want a test, you don't have a fever, they go, bye. Pick an Advil. Or whatever they have over the counter. So all of us are in this zone of, am I going to get it? Am I going to get it? Is it around? Is there somebody I know? That kind of thing. When this is all over, very, very few people will get COVID-19 in America. A very infinitesimal number. Very few people will die as far as the 330 million population is concerned. But it's horrible. It's fearful. And we all have the fear, all of us. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's called self-protection. We protect ourselves. But we do get a little crazed. We do get a little crazed. I mean, even I, and I'm a fatalist. If I get it, I get it. It's meant to be. I'll fight the battle when it happens. I don't walk in and expose myself. I keep myself as safe as I can because I have other people I gotta take care of. But I'm not panicking. Even if I get it, I'm not gonna panic. I'll do what I have to do, or I'll die. And I hope I go to heaven if I die. But anyway, even me, when I walk around, you know, and they go, no. I mean, the terror dog's looking at me going, what? So it's natural. 90% of us are doing it. That's the final thought of the day, and we'll see you tomorrow.